Yes, Wallace.
Yes.
Ping. Mamas, welcome everybody to another episode of Cheat Day Podcast.
Yes.
I am your one of your hosts, Frankie Mateo.
Mm-hmm. And your other host?
Yes. Who is it?
Kristen B. Jones, honey.
The one and only. The one and only. Yeah. What's going on, mamas? How you doing?
I'm okay. It's good to see you. I'm really happy to see you, actually.
Likewise.
Yeah. You know, just surviving. I'm having a hard day, actually. I cried quite a bit today.
Okay. Let's unpack
that's
that.
Okay. What?
Let's unpack that if you want to, but we don't have to.
You know, I'm always willing to unpack. I think it's just the isolation is wearing on me. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of anti-racism work and I'm learning a lot. And a lot of it's very disturbing and, you know, just trying to lean into the discomfort of all of it. But that also comes with, you know, an effect. And so, yeah, I had a hard day. I was like in the backyard sobbing and telling Andy what was happening. And yeah, it's going to be okay, though. Okay. Feelings pass.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you bounced back.
I'm here, girl. Yeah. I'm queer. Let's do this.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. So I'm doing the voiceover stuff and that's going really fantastic. I had a class this weekend and the feedback has been great. And it all really kind of reinforces my thought and it gives me hope and strength and confidence that I can do this. So yeah, you know, I've been doing that and I practice and record myself and listen and read all the things that they ask us to do in between classes. I'm also signed up for a bunch of other classes because they offer so many different things. So I'm, you know, at this point, I'm kind of like throwing my energy and my money and my resources towards that and trying to make that happen. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for that. I want to learn French. I took a semester in college and I love it. I love it because to me it's such a romantic language and it's also like kind of like the language of fashion, which I love because, you know, Paris is a big fashion capital. And I want to visit there at some point or spend a good amount of time there. So I want to be able to really submerge myself in the culture. And I want to speak the language. So I've decided that I want to learn French. So yeah, I'm trying to get educated in different topics. So I'm doing good. I'm, you know, whatever gives me hope that the job that I'm doing now is not going to be forever. And I'm trying to keep that in the forefront of my mind because some days are difficult. So that's, you know, I'll take hope from wherever I can get it. Right. So yeah,
yes.
I'm good. Today was a good day.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, Frankie. And I'm so happy you're doing the voiceover stuff. It's so badass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it really is like acting. It's sort of, you have to go there. You have to put yourself out there because it's all very like performy and commercially. So, you know, I tend to be more reserved, as you know. So to have to put yourself out there, you know, talk about like sun chips or some kind of crap like that, it takes a lot out of me. But I go there. I go there, and I'm lucky enough that I have a good teacher, and she provides really good feedback. So I'm excited. What else is going on, Mama?
Yes.
What else is happening? What's going on with the shop?
You know what? I just I updated some stuff that needed to be updated, mm-hmm. and tried to enter in some more words as far as searchability. And mm-hmm. Everything I have for sale is up right now. And I am working on new pieces. I do have 6 new bags that I just have mm-hmm. I have not photographed yet.
Yeah.
And I need to photograph them so I can get them up on the website. But there still are a number of bags up there available as nice. We speak. And just one-of-a-kind art.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you cool. like weird shit, I've got really weird shit.
That's fun.
It is. It is fun. You're fun.
So what was... I thought I bring some good news from the world. So as of the 14th of this month, more than 70 million vaccine doses have been delivered to people in this country. And according to the CDC, more than 1 in every 10 people have received a vaccine dose. And 14 million people in the country have received 2 doses. So that means that about 4% of the nation has now been fully inoculated. So currently around 1.67 million doses per day are being administered. And in hopeful news, according to COVID Tracking Project, COVID cases are down 57% since the country's all-time peak at the beginning of January. That's good, right?
That's really good.
It's hopeful that this will end at some point.
Yeah.
Because I think so many people are ready. I mean, so many people are just living their lives. A friend of mine sent me a photo of a restaurant in Florida that had a sign that said, no face diapers required. All are welcome. And I'm like, fucking Florida. Fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Fucking America.
Yeah. Many people in this country are infuriating.
Very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Very problematic. Did you also know that it is Huey P. Newton's birthday today?
I did not.
It is his birthday. He was born February 17th, 1942. Mm. African-American revolutionary who, along with fellow Merritt College student Bobby Seale, co-founded the Black Panther Party.
Wow.
That's so crazy. The Black Panther Party, I believe, was established in 1966, because next to it, it says 1966 to 1982, and 82 is when I was born. Mm. That's just interesting. I have a thing with eights and dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's his birthday today.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just, this past weekend, it was Valentine's Day. Did you do anything with Andy? Anything special?
We just hung out. The actual day, like I told him I would give him a massage. This man is forever just asking me to massage his goddamn legs. He's like, can you please just massage my goddamn legs? And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it later. And then later never comes. So like his birthday, Valentine's Day, he gets like a very attentive like leg rub, and like I'll give him like a back massage and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do jack shit on the actual Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I rain checked for the next day.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but you know Andy and I, it's like every day's Valentine's Day with that goddamn man. It's sickening.
I mean, and I also think that probably the pandemic, like, you know, you see each other every single day. So it's like every day is Valentine's. Or not.
We're not.
A combination.
It's a, you know, it's a little yin, a little yang. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you want to murder each other. That's okay. You just don't.
Oh my God. Speaking of murder, did you watch the, well, there's a couple of documentaries on Netflix. So one's a Night Stalker, which is about Richard Ramirez. Did you catch
any of that? I have not seen it, no, but I know the Night Stalker. He was a serial killer, right?
Yeah. In the 80s.
Yeah. See, a lot of serial killers in the 80s.
Yeah. I wonder why.
It's terrible. You watched it?
I did. It was so creepy.
Are you terrified?
I was so scared. Yeah, I was really scared. So I don't recommend that people watch it by themselves. Because, I mean, it's just, and the things, you know, he targeted like the valley and like suburban areas where people just like left their doors open and their windows unlocked. And he just kind of walked right in. And the fact that he would just walk in so easily. And yeah, it was just really creepy. And then the other one's about the Cecil Hotel in downtown LA, which is infamous. Well, no, I mean, it's Richard Ramirez stayed there for some time.
Oh.
But it's like a breeding ground of like criminals and murderers. And many people have been murdered in that hotel. And it was the case that happened in 2013. And I remember this because I had just started the job that I'm doing now. And everybody was talking about it, about the young woman in the elevator. She was found in the water tank at the end of it. Because they did like a whole search for her. And the police released this like video of her in the elevator, which was super creepy. Because it looked like she was being chased by people, but there was nobody there. So they went on this like hunt for this young woman who she had traveled here from Canada, if I'm not mistaken. Elisa Lamb is her name. So they found her later in the water tank, but all this like really weird stuff surrounding this case. But she had been in the water tank for quite some time. So the people who were staying in the hotel bathed in that water, drank it. So that there was one of the weird things is there was a like outbreak of tuberculosis in that area. And the test to test TB is called Lamb Elisa. Her name is Elisa Lamb. Like, how weird is that? Yeah. So I recommend if you like that type of stuff. Which I do. I get scared, but I do enjoy it. You know? Yeah, I get scared, but I do enjoy watching those like crime and murder stuff. So yeah, I recommend those too. Have you watched anything?
Okay.
I know you're always busy with stuff, so you don't really have much time for TV. No.
I haven't watched anything. I want to watch Judas and the Black Messiah, mm-hmm. right? That's the name of the movie. Thank mm-hmm. you. Andy has to work something out as far as getting access to the account.
Okay.
But as soon as he gets it, because it's on HBO Max it right is. Now.
Mm-hmm. It's only there for some time. I think it's only there for like a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so you might want to get to it sooner rather. Yeah. But then also on HBO Max. Yeah. Also on HBO Max, they have a documentary that it like chronicles black artists because, you know, historically, we've only seen art pretty much through a white lens. And it erases all of the black artists that have major contributions to the art world. So this documentary is about a lot of those artists. So you might want to check that out, too.
What's it called?
I don't remember what it's called. But when you're on HBO Max, you'll see it.
Okay.
Just go to documentary section. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else, mamas? What else is happening? Tell me things.
Tell me things. I wish I had like a bunch of like I wish I had stuff that felt like Rush Limbaugh died. Yay.
Who cares?
He's dead.
Make your way to hell.
Right? I'm sure he's already there.
Yeah.
I've seen people posting things like, just because someone dies, like, if they're evil and they left behind an evil legacy, good fucking riddance. Yeah. Like, just a hateful.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is that archetype exists.
Oh, absolutely.
And though he's dead,
there are his
others. Little crew.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever, the fight continues. Like, mm-hmm. The fight continues.
Let them continue to die off. Just continue to die off.
That's what I would like. I would like them just to all just all move to Florida. They can all move to Florida with some people.
They can all move to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, right. Exactly. On a different note, though, have you seen those leggings going around TikTok, the ass leggings?
Yes.
Okay, I looked them up. See, I'm like a no ass at all type kind of girl. Gal. Envy. I have no ass at all. I have width. I do not have girth. And okay. So I just looked at them and I'm like, girl, every person wearing these leggings already had an ass. It's not like the ass appeared
right. When
they put on the pants. And so I've seen a couple people on TikTok purchase the pants and they also have to be. They also happen to be suffering from no ass at all.
Okay.
And so it's like,
did it not make a difference?
You kind of get an idea of what the leggings are going to be. No, girl.
I know.
You either have an ass or you don't.
Yeah.
You either do or you don't. Yeah. You're working on getting one.
Correct. You know? Yeah, there are things that you can do. But yeah, I did see this one guy who posted a video of him with the leggings, but he already had a great ass. So the leggings just like accentuated a great bubble ass. But I guess if you're already starting with nothing, there's nothing to accentuate, right?
Like I said, width, no girth.
Yeah.
Width.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have it all.
Yeah. How's the TikTok going? Because I know you're posting some things, but there were some issues that you were having with the comments and the stuff, the trolls.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. How's that going?
Just some a little white fragility. It was funny. I reposted this one video. I do a grants video. So if like I see somebody, I like their content, I like what they're saying, I'll do a video where I'm like, look, this is what it looks like to listen. Mm. And then the person talking. And one of the videos I posted, she in the beginning of the video said, I am not going to apologize to people who have privilege, whether that be male privilege, white privilege, religious privilege, straight bodied privilege, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to apologize to people who have privilege. And so I got two comments on that video just from like, it was just one of the girls was like this really religious girl. And so I did not want to watch her duet, but I watched her duet because I'm still trying to figure out my way around TikTok. Long story long, I haven't said anything to the comments. I just basically said, if people are just being ignorant or fragile or whatever it is, if people are not trying to actively cause harm, they're just being stupid. I'm not going to waste my time to make a video about it because I have my hands dipped in far too many things to be doing that. But if you're trying to cause harm, then I'll say something.
Yeah.
My last thing about TikTok, it's like you have to be like responsive and reactive and.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting social media. I will say that. I will give it that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are on it. A mm-hmm. lot.
Everybody's trying to get that TikTok money.
Everybody trying to get TikTok money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So since Valentine just happened and we wanted to talk about love and ways to love yourself. Mm-hmm. So I have a list. Of course, I always have a list. But what
Daddy's
do you...
Daddy's always got a list, Joe.
Daddy's always got a list.
Daddy's always prepared, y'all. He's got that list, honey. Don't be hating now.
But what are some ways that you love yourself?
you know, I say really nice things to myself. I actually out loud will tell myself how much I love me and how proud I am and like what a good job I think I'm doing. And which, you know, wasn't always the case. So the fact that I can say those things and I actually believe what I'm saying is beautiful. I love to hug myself. I love to eat delicious and nutritious foods. Like food can be such a, it's a way of loving yourself, giving yourself delicious little delectables sometimes. I like to walk. What are you into? Like, what is your self-love, Reg?
I like to buy myself things. I buy myself shoes. You know, actually, I'm not doing that so much right now because I'm, like I said, spending all my money to my education. But yeah, I love buying myself things. Like I, you know, and I don't just buy stuff out of just to buy stuff. Like I do a little research and either happen to be some kind of sale, you know, get the goods. Like you said, food, you know, sometimes treating yourself. I think sometimes I treat myself too much. There is such a thing, you know, moderation is important, right? Because we don't want to fall into becoming unhealthy, which at times I've gone there. So I have to watch it with that. And I think I'm kind of a work in progress when it comes to like self-esteem or telling myself that I love myself just the way I am. It's a work in progress. But yeah, I like to treat myself sometimes. So yeah, let's go into this. Let's dive into this list and see how many things we do and how many things we think are ridiculous. So the first one is know yourself. So it says that it's impossible to love yourself if you don't even know who you are. Do you know yourself? I think you do.
Yeah. I think I do. Yeah.
I think I do too.
You?
Yeah. I think at this point I definitely know myself. Know my strengths and my flaws and things I need to improve.
And who you are. And just who you are at the core, right? Yeah. Like the foundation with which you stand.
Yeah. Say no when you need to. So boundaries are an essential form of self-care. I'm not great at
that. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah. I really have a hard time saying no. I'm a people pleaser. So I'm constantly saying yes, even if it, you know, compromises me. So you need to work on that. Both of us. Don't compare yourself to others. Work in progress. I think I do that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like I'm always looking at what they've got or what they're doing. And how come I don't have that? I need to just be content with what I have, work with what I got. I got it for a reason. To make it work. Do you do a lot of that or no?
I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. Can you bring me back to what we were just talking about?
Don't compare yourself to others.
Thank you. I don't do it as much. I don't do it as much. I used to do it far more. And I recently heard somebody saying something, not even to compare yourself to who you used to be.
Wow.
Like, just don't compare yourself to anybody or anything. You are who you are right now in this moment. They had something more eloquent to say about it, but yeah.
Well, that ties right into the next one, which is be truly present. I guess that goes with that, right? Like, think of the now instead of like living in the past. Yeah, I do have problems with that. I dwell a lot on the past and the things I've done, especially like embarrassing things or things, you know, bad things. Like I dwell on that a whole lot and always constantly thinking of what I should have done, which it doesn't really matter because it's already in the past. So yeah, I need to work on that. Know and use your strengths. Yeah. I think I do that. I think you do that too.
Yeah.
Give yourself plenty of healthy treats. Okay. I mean, I think sometimes unhealthy, quote unquote, unhealthy treats are good too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's all about like what you consider to be healthy.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And like you said, it's always good to strive for balance and things. But, you know, I mean, sometimes eating a box of donuts is appropriate if you don't have diabetes. Eating a box of donuts fucking happens sometimes. And that's okay.
Oh, my God. Korean cheese dogs. Ugh. So good. So good. You still haven't had them. You need to have them. But, yeah, I would say that's my treat.
Wow.
So good. So be honest with yourself. This one can be harder than it seems. Some of us are as good self-deception. Okay. I think I try to be honest, sometimes brutally honest with myself.
Do you do a lot of self-reflecting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I try to define everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let yourself off the hook for your mistakes and imperfections. That I have a hard time with that. Like I explained earlier, I dwell on things. So I just need to let it go. Work on forgiving yourself for the bigger stuff. Okay? I have a really hard time with this one. Accept that some people just won't like you.
Yep.
I have a really hard time with that. I don't know why. Well, I guess it goes back to my people-pleasing stuff.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't like me, it's like, but why?
Right.
I'm like super awesome. Like, why? I don't know. People are just people. Yep. And they have their own thing going on. So, make fun a priority. Do you do that?
I need to do it more.
Yeah.
I need to do it more.
Yeah. Likewise.
Because my fun always involves some kind of work.
Right. Sorry. No. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's okay, but maybe having like something that doesn't involve work that is fun. Yeah, I guess the same for me. Like, doing the voiceover stuff is fun, but it is work. I do watch a lot of, like, movies and things, and that is really fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do make time for that.
Yeah.
Practice gratitude. Yeah, I think you have to lead with gratitude. If you have gratitude in the forefront of everything you do, I think you've already, like, won half the battle, right?
Yeah.
You always say that, like, the gratitude, practice gratitude, attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Write down your successes. Feel your feelings.
No.
You do that well.
Oh, God.
Right?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You wish that you didn't feel as much as you feel?
I wish I wasn't as sensitive. I don't understand why I'm so sensitive. And someone told me, because I've been identified as an empath by a couple of people. I saw somewhere that like it stems from trauma. And I said, God damn.
Yeah.
It stems from trauma. you know, like really going out of your way to try to understand the other side of things, no matter mm-hmm. what that is, because you've experienced the trauma you have. Mm-hmm. You know, because you've been misunderstood or people haven't gone out of their way to understand or.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel a lot of feelings. I feel a lot of feelings for other people. Like, mm-hmm. it's not so much for me. I mean, although I do feel feelings for myself, but I feel like whenever I see people who are hurting, crying, it's like I just feel all of that.
Yep. Hmm. You want to stop their pain. Mm-hmm. I just want to stop their pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take good care of your body. That's important.
Yeah.
But we're not saying, like, you know, go kill yourself at the gym. It's more like drink water, get enough sleep, feed yourself. Yeah.
Move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that can look any kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand up for yourself. Guilty of not doing that. 100%. Are you good at that?
I am getting better at it.
Yeah.
I am getting better at it. I am definitely more confrontational now. But I'm at home, so all of it's either on a phone call or behind a computer or whatever it is. So, but that's more than I was prior. Before, it was just like I just never had anything to say.
Yeah. And you don't shy away from those conversations.
I try not to.
Yeah. I feel like I do. I don't like confrontation. So I'd rather just not say anything. So I guess we need to work on that.
Yeah, especially when it comes to standing up for you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. Yeah.
This one's a little, write yourself a love letter. I mean, I guess it's nice. It could be nice.
Have you ever done that?
I feel like I've tried. And then it just like... I don't know. It feels funny to me.
Like corny?
Yeah. Have you done that?
I think I've done the exercise once. I've never really been big on writing exercises because I'm dyslexic and I have a hard time writing, but I have never, I think I've only written myself I think it was an assignment from a sponsor was to write myself a love letter.
Okay.
So yeah. Hmm. Corny. It's corny B.
Yeah. Corny B.
It's corny
B. ask for help when you need it. Again, I'm not great at that. I feel like I need to figure it out on my own. So I need to you know, work on that and think that just because I need help doesn't mean that I'm like weak or that I failed. None of those things.
And I feel like it goes back to, individualism, which is some bullshit we were taught.
Yep.
As far as our indoctrination of living in this nation. Mm-hmm. And we are community-based creatures. Mm-hmm. We always have been. It's the patriarchy and capitalism and white supremacy that says, no.
Yeah.
There will be no community. Mm-mm. So fuck individualism. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with being weak. Badass.
They sure band together. All those white men. They stick together.
Oh, they sure are.
Yeah.
Oh, they sure do. Mm-hmm. Oh, they sure do. They sure do have a community. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers.
And they help each other.
I hate them all. I hate them all. We should eat them.
Oh my God, Armie Hammer.
Those mediocre motherfuckers.
Do you know about Armie Hammer?
I don't. Tell me.
So Armie Hammer is an actor. And he was in that movie, Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
Just like, I'm sure you've heard of it. But a couple of weeks ago, a bunch of like DMs came up of him with women. And he was talking about cannibalism. Like how the things that he wanted to do or that he has done. His career is like over, but you know, whatever. He's like wealthy. He was wealthy before he was an actor. So he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And I'm sure we'll forget about it in like 2 months and then he'll be back on screen. Maybe. But apparently he's apparently eating people. Apparently he's really bad. Like he carved his initials on somebody. He wanted to drink somebody's blood. It was just weird.
I only heard about the texting. Oh.
Yeah, I mean it's weird. So that like ruined that movie for me now. And I love that movie. Such a beautiful film. But anyway.
Oh, is it?
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So the next one is
Any Hooser.
The next one is speak kindly to yourself. Yeah. Mm. I need to do that. I mean, I feel like I treat other people, I treat everybody better than I treat myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I am deserving of the kindness and respect that I give other people. Mm-hmm. So, do you speak kindly to yourself? Yeah, you did say that you do that.
I do now.
Yeah.
I do now. Yeah, for a long time I didn't. I was very verbally abusive. Hmm. Like when I would get upset at myself, I would say really mean things out loud.
Yeah. What helped you get there?
I just started telling myself the opposite. I put up post-its in the bathroom. I just like every chance I got, I would try to reinforce the opposite. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really the fake it till you make it. It was the, I know what I'm thinking isn't true as far as thinking from a intellectual point of view.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
So you're speaking kindly of yourself and how you went from.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And all the group therapy I've ever been to, they talk about the neural pathways in your brain with messaging. And they create tunnels and things. And so in order to change the messaging, you have to start telling yourself something different. So have you ever learned about automatic thoughts? Like that whole thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just those their ants, I think that's what they call. But it's like that initial thought you have when like something comes up. Mm-hmm. And so in order to change that, you have to start telling yourself something different. So I did. And eventually I believed it because it was always true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like I was telling myself anything that wasn't true, mm-hmm. but you
if
know,
anything, you were lying to you before.
Correct. That is correct. I had a lot of misinformation. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a really good way of looking at it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So how has your comedy changed? Because I know that a lot of comics use like self-deprecating humor. And I know in conversations that we've had, you did have some of that in your, act like 10 years ago. So how has that evolved to now?
I would say my comedy has evolved into just being a little more inclusive in language, way less self-deprecating. I don't really need to make fun of myself because that's not true. I do like to make fun of myself, but I like to make fun of like the corny shit, you know, not being a big girl. Being a big girl is not worthy of a joke, honey, unless I'm talking about sitting on someone's face. You know, like there's just no need. So it has definitely evolved and I'm trying to think of like jokes that I have. I know I still have jokes that make fun of me, mm-hmm. but it's real lighthearted stuff. You know what I mean? It's not, Because there's just no need for it. Right. Nobody wants to watch a big girl browbeat herself. Mm-hmm. Especially a cute one.
I know.
Like, what is she doing?
What is it?
Look at that outfit.
I know, she's fabulous and fierce. What the hell? What is it that Andy says to you all the time?
Wait, what did you say?
What is it that Andy says to you all the time? Like, you need to win or something? Like, you gotta, in the joke, you gotta win.
Oh, yeah, he says that. Exactly. He's like, you should always win.
Yeah.
You should always win in the joke. And I'm like, that's so, yeah. That's a good point. That's absolutely a good point. So, yes. Huh?
I said, absolutely.
It's possible. It's totally possible to change the way you think. I don't like the whole, like, fake it till you make it, though. I'm just like, I'm just going to feel however I'm going to feel while I feel it and keep trying to move forward and make changes.
Right, right. So the next one is surround yourself with people who treat you with kindness and respect, which you have with Andy, for sure. Yeah. He's like your number one fan. Right?
He's a really big fan. We love him.
He's got like a fan club. He's a stan.
Yeah. He started a Facebook page about me. He like started a fan page. I would not put that past him, actually. I say that jokingly, but I'm like, that's totally something he would do.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it. How does that feel?
So funny.
To have somebody who's so, like, in your corner. Who's, like, not related to you.
It feels good, right? Yeah. Like, of course it feels good. It's also terrifying sometimes because, like, I have come from so much trauma and loss and abandonment and neglect and all that stuff. So it's like, then once you get this like loving thing, you're like, when's the shoe gonna drop? You know, it's like you're still waiting for the shoe to drop. You know, I say this jokingly, but I still thought I didn't really think Andy was still a predator a year into being married, but there were still things I was fearful of.
Okay.
A year into being married, not because of him, but because of my own shit. You know, so yeah, I'm so happy I hung on.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. Yeah. Love can be very uncomfortable when you are not used to it.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. It is not, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, you know. Mm-hmm. It is once you get past the hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, love has kind of messed me up, all kinds of messed me up. So I can only imagine. But you've made it. You made it.
We did. We did, girl. You're still here. You're still queer. Okay, we're used to it, girl. Okay, we love you. You know, the thing about dating, in my opinion, is that it's like we're all trying to heal and get well, and there's so much collateral damage in all of that.
Yeah.
Like there's so much damage in one another.
Right.
In us not being in the kind of environment that fosters healing. We live in the kind of environment that fosters production, not healing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of dating.
No, why would you be?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've been hurt many times. So I feel like in a way I've been kind of ruined because it's hard for me to trust. Really, really very hard for me to trust. And I feel like we're in this environment where everybody's just looking for the next best thing. Nobody's willing to commit to something good or something even great, but they want like whatever's the greatest. You know, grass is always greener on the other side. Plus, Plus, technology has made it super easy for people to just find people, and it'll tell you exactly where they are. It's like, walk 10 steps and you'll find, you know, whoever. The man of your dreams. And then when you get there, then it's like, walk an extra 10 steps and you'll find a better man. And so, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. It'll take a lot for me to like go there again, but I'm perfectly fine with just me. You know, every now and then I was like, I wish I had a hand to hold while I'm watching The Night Stalker. You know, like I wish that, you know what I mean? Like I wish that I had like, you know, a big strong man who would lock the doors and check all the windows. But other than that, and I do miss like making out. I love it. But other than that, I'm like, fine. It's okay. I'm going to concentrate on this career and making this like TikTok money.
That's right.
And maybe I'll start an OnlyFans.
I'm here for it.
You know what?
Like just, I support you.
And I don't need to talk to nobody about it. I need to ask for permission. I don't need to, you know, I need to worry about another dude. Just go do me. I'm going to, you know, live my life and see where it takes me. Because you know what my goal is to, like, when I start doing this voiceover stuff and figure out how to work remotely, I'm just going to kind of travel. I want to buy a home here to have, but then I'm going to, like, I want to spend, like, a month in Paris and a month here and a month there and just seeing the world. That's the dream. I need to be tied down to no dude asking me where you at and when you're coming home. Like, fuck that. Fuck that. Anyway. So the last thing on this list is allow yourself some downtime. Yeah, and I think that goes right with the fun part. Like, you need to have fun and have some downtime. What do you do to unwind? Anything?
You know, I have really gotten into like taking showers and like doing like full like face. So if I want to just like relax and reset, then I'll just do like a full beauty reg.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
I know you don't.
And I wake up in the morning and I'll stand next to the island while I drink my coffee. Oh, Andy's sitting, God. I'm standing. I'm just like,
what do you do when you stay just like planning and plotting? Are you gonna, you know, attack the day?
I'm like, what are you waiting for something? Are you ready? You know, good God.
You getting ready to go outside or something? Like,
yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm a mess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to just chill with a movie or something. Music. I also do like a beauty reg. I have lots of products. I'm waiting on Human Race by Pharrell, which I ordered. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be here this week. So I'll let everybody know how that is. Because it's supposed to be super good. I guess it like gets sold out every single week. They keep like restocking because it sells out.
So good?
We'll see. I mean, the man has incredible skin. So he does.
He does.
He does.
It's not just because he's black.
No.
Like, a good moisturizing red. I mean,
yeah, he's like, I want to say he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's 27.
He sure does.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah.
I'm excited. I want to hear about it.
For sure, Mamas.
What'd you get?
It's like a 3-product system. So you get the 3 products to.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get refills after it's done. Because you don't have to do it every day. I think it's like every couple of days or something like that. And it's a pretty good price for what's out there, you know?
I need to talk to you later about the skincare stuff because I have some questions.
Yeah, I have lots and lots, so I'm sure I have lots of answers.
I know you will, girl. I know it can be true.
All right, Mama. So do you have anything that you need to promote? Any like shows or where can people find you?
Well, I want to do just a quick shout out to Austin Mutual Aid. You can find them on Instagram. They have a link tree with lots of different links that you can help. I'm sure as many of you know, there's a storms in Texas right now, just in the South in general, but Texas is really bad. And so if you want to help, if you can help, Austin Mutual Aid on Instagram has all the links and all the Venmos and all the places that you would need to donate money, time, or resources. So please go to Instagram and find them, follow them, support them, give them money. And then as far as we go, you can find us on Cheat Day Podcast. I say this every week. I'm going to get to posting on this goddamn Instagram account. It's happening. Okay. It's happening. Not today, but it's going to happen. So you can follow us there because at some point it will get aggressive. Okay. And then there will be no stopping me. Mm-hmm. Cheat Day Podcast on Insta, and then the Love Your Show on all social medias to find me on Insta and Facebook and all that jazz.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to our little show.
We love you guys.
We love you. And we'll talk to you later.